So also Rav Shmuel Barava, the son went, he wanted to take the property. So also Rav Shmuel Barava came with Rabbi Yirmiyah. He went to ask Rabbi Yirmiyah the Shaila, can I keep the property or not? Rabbi Yirmiyah Barava, I said it was his brother, Rabbi Shmuel Barava. Ukmeh ben Ichse, very good, he said. You can keep it, it's yours. Father can't get it, you have a right to keep it. Then also, but the father then went, also Rav Abba, Omer Milsa came to Rabbi Yishiyah. He went in front of Rabbi Yishiyah to ask him the Shaila, did my wife have a right to give it away to the son or not? Also, Rav Yishiyah, Omer came to Rav Yudah. So he went, he asked over the Shaila in front of Rav Yudah. Omer Le Rav Yudah said back, Hochi Yom HaShmul. This is what Shmul Shita is. That Ho'isha Shemachra B'nichsa Milug B'chaya Bailam. When the husband is alive, the wife now goes and sells this property to somebody else. Again, this Nichsa Milug, the Pshat is, the husband has a right to use it, even though she owns the goof. But the Kinyan HaPeres belongs to the husband. So she sold it now. Umeisa. And then she died, the wife died, Allah is Habal Maitsumiyat Alakuchas. You should know the husband has a right to get it back. It goes back to the husband. The person that the wife sold it to means nothing. Because vice versa, since the Kinyan HaPeres was by the husband, so she had no right to sell it. Her Mechir is bottle. Therefore, the husband gets it. See, here also, the property doesn't go to the son, but goes to the father. So Mar says, Amru Kai made Rabbi Yirmiyah. So they went back to tell Rabbi Yirmiyah, how come you pass Kinfakert? Parabba. Omalus, Rabbi Yirmiyah said back like this. You should know, no Masnisi Yadan. I have a Bryce, I have a Mishnah on my side. That old Kinyan HaPeres is not called Kinyan HaGuf. And therefore, the mother has the right to sell it. So now we learned like this. Hakoi Sev Nechosav Lebenoi. Liachar Moisoi. If you write a star that your property should go to your son after you die, Hakoi Sev Nechosav Lebenoi. Liachar Moisoi. Now, right now, the father still wants to use his property. But he's giving the Kinyan HaGuf like to his son, as if to say, when after he dies, the son gets it. The loch is now, HaBen Eni Yochel Imchor, the son cannot sell this property right now. Bevnei Shehein Grishusav, because right now the father has a right to use it. V'yav Eni Yochel Imchor, the father cannot sell this property right now. Bevnei Shehein Suvim LeBen, because he already wrote it off to the son. So even though the Kinyan HaPeres is by the father, but Vaisa's Kinyan HaPeres is not so choshev. Therefore, the father cannot sell it to somebody else, because the Kinyan HaGuf belongs to the son. So you see, with the Kinyan HaPeres alone, you can't sell it. Now, Mochur Av, if the father sells it though, Mechurim Ad Sheyomis. The Mechir helps until he dies. But when he dies though, it goes back to the son. Mochur Av, then let's say the son sells it. Ein L'Lakeach Ad Sheyomis Av. The L'Lakeach can't get it until the father dies. Again, the son sold it right now when the father was still alive. So now we said Lakeach can't take it away now. Only when the father dies, then the Lakeach gets it. All right, turn over. So again, Ein lo Lakeach at Shiyom Asav. But Kima Yisav, when the father dies, Miyu, is the Lakeach. Lakeach has a right to keep it. It comes out over here, the kid now, the kid, when the father was alive, what happened? The father wrote off that the goof of the property goes to my son, and you get it after he dies. Just that right now, the Kinyan HaPeres, the right to use the property, still belongs to the father. So the Kinyan HaPeres was by the father. The Kinyan HaGuf was by the son. So it says if the son sold it to somebody else, it's a good sale. For when? For when the father dies. But when the father dies, though, the person that bought it off the son has a right to collect it. So you see, even though the Kinyan HaPeres was by the father, that doesn't mean so much. Still, the one that has the Kinyan HaGuf, the son here, has the right to sell it. So the same way the mother also. The Nichsei Milug, the mother has the Kinyan HaGuf of the Nichsei Milug. The father just has the right to use it. So therefore, if the mother sells it, the sale should be a good sale. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the son has the right to get it here. Mar says, Abba Kima Yisav, when the father dies, Mia Istel Lakeach. The Lakeach has a right to keep it. The Afagav, the Mesa Ben, Bechayav, even though if the son died before the father died. The Layosli Deha Ben, it never came in the father's hand. Skip the line here. The full line was like this. Kimayasav, Mir, we still, yeah. Afagav, the Mesa Ben, Bechayav, yeah, good. And why? Kriyabishim Ben Lakish. The Yoma that he says, Layshanu Mesa Ben Bechayav, doesn't make a difference when the kid died. If the kid died first before his father, to Layosul Yodi the Ben, even though the son never really received it, really, because the son died first, doesn't make a difference. Then when the father dies, it's as if it goes to the son, and since the son sold it, it's a good Mechira. And Loishino Meisav, there's no difference whether the father dies first. Loishino Meisav, V'chaye ben, and the son, when the son's alive. The yosel yodid the ben, that it came in the hands of the son. Kona lakeach. Still the lakeach keeps it. In other words, the kinyan aguf is the main thing. Even though somebody else has the right to use the property, even though the father has the right to use it, so what? The main kinyan is the kinyan aguf. So the mother also the same thing. When the mother was married, even though the husband has the right to use the property, but since she owns it, she has a kinyan aguf, that's other, that's choshev. Therefore, if she gave it away to her son, that mechira takes place first. The yitmukos, we learned like this. Mochar ha-ben b'chayuav. Let's say the son sold it when the father was still alive. Umeisa ben b'chayav. Then the son died first. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, loikon lakeh. Then lakeh does not get it. Since the son, the maitse, never yashin it, the son dies first, so that the son has no right to sell it. His mechira is bottle. Resh Lakish Omar, Resh Lakish says no. Kona lakeh. Lakeh still has the right to keep it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, loikon lakeh. Omar lach, he says like this. When do we say that the son sold it? It's only good after the father dies. And then when the father dies, lekeach has a right to keep it. Only if the son did not die first, but rather the father died first. Therefore, when the father dies first, the son yashened it. Now that the son yashened it, his mechira was a good mechira. Abba, but Rabbi Yochanan says, Meis haben b'chayav. If the son dies first when the father's still alive, to layasul yodei the ben, the son never yashund it. If so, kimayisav later when the father dies, nami left the lakeach. Lakeach never has a right to keep it because the son's mechira never took place. The son never really had it. Alma, what do we see of Yechon holds? Kasav a kinyan peiris, the kinyan aguf dami. That a kinyan peiris is called kinyan aguf. It's like kinyan aguf. V'chizovin lav didei zovin. Therefore, when the son sold it, he had no right to sell it. Because at that time, when the father was alive, the father had the kinyan aperis. So kinyan aperis, the right to use it, is like a kinyan aguf. The son has no right to sell it. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, no, kona lakeach has a kinyan here. Why? Kikatoni masnis, what does the Mishnah say? Mocha rabin, eino lakeach at shiyom asav, but kimayis av miyis islay, when the father dies, lakeach gets it, lakeach. Mishlaka says, Loi shana loi meisa ben b'chayav, to yoslu yodi de ben, it doesn't make a difference in the poshid, where the son was alive when the father died, so the son yashin it. But even so, loi shana meisa ben, even if the son died first, b'chayav, when the father's still alive, to loi yoslu yodi de ben, the son never really made a yerusha on it. Still kona lakeach, still the mechira took place. Why? Alma, what do we see with Shlaka Shoals? Kisobar, kinyin, peiris, lav, Alma Kisobar, kinyin, peiris, Lav kinyan aguf dami. V'chi kozoven didei kozoven. But that the father has a kinyan aperis here, that's not the main thing. The main thing is the kinyan aguf. So when the father first wrote it off to the son, he gave the guf of the karka to the son. Just the father has the right to use it, calls the money's alive. But the kinyan aguf belongs to the son. Therefore, the son has the right to sell it. So now, Bahash, yeah. So, Vanan Hashto, Ben Yavimi, Ben Baba. Ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Rila. We want to say the whole Reb Shimon ben Lakish. O come Reb Yehuda, the Rabbi, Isagadat the Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Dami, Ki Ma'isav, Ma'isya Ben, Mechayav, Ma'isan Lakeach, Ki Kozovin Hai, Lav Dei Kozovin. Then how come Taka, when the son died first, does Lakeach take it? El Olashra, I mean, isn't here a good proof that Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami? That when the father has a right to use it, that's not like the Kinyan Aguf. When the husband has the right to use the nichsim milug, that's not like the kinyan aguf. The main kinyan aguf is by the mother. The main kinyan aguf here is by the son. If so, that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah Paskin, that when the mother gave it over to the son here, the son of Rashumel has the right to keep it. So Mar says, Ahdru l'kaim to Rabbi Yudah, they went down in front of back to Rabbi Yudah. Amul Rabbi Yudah said back, Hachi yam Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Zu eina daimel mishna seinu. This case does not daimel to our mishnah. My time, why not? Amul Rabbi Yosef. Bishlei mitani yivchem would have gone the other way around. That akosim nechassav liyaviv ikul mishem minay the kinyan aperis of kinyan aguf dami. Then you could have brought this proof.
In other words, if the case would have been that son itani yivchem that akosim nechassav liyaviv, if the son would right now and say the property that I own, I want to give it over to my father. In the case that he dies first, then ikul mishem minay. Then you can bring a good proof. The kinyan aperis lavka kinyan aguf dami. Then there'll be alocha. That if the father sells it, So we see there that even though the son has the kinyan haguf, kinyan peris means nothing. The main thing is the kinyan haguf. That's why the father could sell it. If that would have been the case, it would have been a good proof. Elahashta, but now Diktonia says the opposite way. It says that Akhisam Nechosel Lebenai, where the father is selling his, giving over his property to his son, Mishum Deroy LeYarshayu. I tell you, here really the son would have Yarshayu the father anyway. Like if the father would have died without the father making this Tanai, the son would have Yarshayu it anyway. So here there's a special svara. For what purpose did the father have to write now and say he wants to give it to his son from Atana like now? And am I here for sure he meant to say that I'm giving you the right to sell it right now? That's what the father meant. But in a normal case, it could be that Kinyan Peris is a chashuv a thing. And in a normal case, when the father still has the Kinyan Peris, or the by the Baal, Benich Similug, maybe the Isha has the right to sell it. So Amalai Abaya said back, no, Oto Bro Yaris Abu La Yaris Bro, is it true that only a son yashins the father? Doesn't the father also yashin the son? Like if there be no children, so a father yashins the son? So you have the same question then, for what purpose did the son have to say he's giving his nechasim over to his father? The father would have received it anyway. Ella, what do you have to answer? Liavruchinu l'nichse mebrei kosi. No, we're talking about this son also has a son. So if the son would have died, the property would have went to his son. Now the son, Badavka, wants to write it over to his father in order that the father should get it, and not his son. So I'll tell you, Hochinami, you saw the same thing here, be our case also, by this first story here with this mother, Liavruchinu l'nichse miachuha osi. That the reason why she wrote her property over to one son was because she did not want the other son to yashin her. Like this, if she would have died, she didn't want the two sons to get equally. She Madaka wanted to give it over only to one son. She says, so, like, why isn't a good tzuk? It should be a good right proof from our Mishnah. Just like over here, we see the son has a right to sell it. Because Kinyan HaPeris of his father is not a Kinyan HaGufdomi. So the same thing should be with this mother. When she wanted to give a property over to one son, even though the husband has the kinyan haperis, still that should not be the ikar, but her kinyan is more important. So Mar says like this rather, Elamai enedem lemishmasenu. What did Shmuel mean to say that here this case, our case of the mother, is not like this case of the Mishnah? Bishum takonis usha. There's a new takona that the Metachomim made up in Usha. So what? The Yom Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, the Yushes Kino Nusha the Minatakonom, the Raisha Shemachra Benichse Melug. If a wife wants to sell her property, that nichs after she's married, that she gave over to her husband, even though she owns the goof, but since the husband has been king in Paris, the Chom made a new takono that Bechayi Bala. If she sells it, one husband is still alive. Umesa, and then she dies. Habal Meitzim Yad Halakuchais. There's a special takon over here that here the Baal takes it away from the Lekuchais. So that's why here when this Isha wanted to give it away to one of the sons, here it's no good. Because there's a special takona that by a Baal, Benichse Ishtai, he's like Lekech Rishon. He has the first rights over it. So even though by the case of the son and the son has a right to sell it, here the mother has no right to give away her Nichse Milug. There's a new takona that a Baal has a lock like Lekech Rishon in the Nichse Milug. And Omar Ravidi Baravin, Afanan Namitinin, we also learned like this. Midin Onubish Ploini, Shagiris Eshishtoi, if you say Edis upon somebody, that he gave a get to his wife. Vinosang Suba, Vinosang Subosa, Gavik Subosa, Harehi Tartov, Umisham Shosoi. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. You're holding off Pei Tesam at Aleph. Really, just less Gemara enough. Pei Chesam at Beis, the bottom Gemara was. Again, we had before the Takonis Usha. Then Takonis Usha, the main Takono, that when Isha sells her Nichse Melug, so the Mechira doesn't help, but rather the husband could take it away from the Lekuchas. That was a new Takono. In other words, like this, when you get married, the Isha brings in her property, that the husband has a right to use the Peris, Kinyan Peris, and the Baal, and the Isha keeps the Kinyan Aguf. So if she sells it to somebody else, then later if the Isha dies, really Mikra Din, the Mechira should take place. That the one that bought it should keep it. But we say a new takana now. The rabbanon made a takana that the husband has the right to use the peris, use the property while they're married. That's more chashuv. That she has no right to sell it to somebody else. So if she does sell it, still the husband gets it later. So the Gemara says, "Afanan namitnina." I bring you a proof also like this.
Ram Ravid Ravin Afanamatinina. That we learned Midaman Ubish Ploini. Shegiris as Ishtoi. If two Adim say Adis upon somebody that he gave a get to his wife, and Vinosan Ksubasa, the Adis was also that the husband already paid her up a Ksuba. And really it was a lie. Because really